Hi everyone, this is Terry Nathan, world famous astrologer for Wednesday, hump day, and it is April 23rd. The moon is winding down in its last quarter in the sign of Pisces, where she will meet up with Ceres, the wounded mother. Now, Ceres always also has something to do with like farms, growing crops. So there could be like something in the news about farmers and food supply, because when she's not happy, she does kind of like interfere with farms, food, grains, things like that. Well, we'll see what happens. And then the moon is going to, of course, connect to the North Node. The North Node is our forward-moving destiny. It's where we have the least amount of experience and sometimes where we feel uncomfortable. Fortunately, Venus is exalted in the sign of Pisces, and she's here with the North Node. And once she got past the North Node, you might have felt a door open. You might have felt that you were able to move on a little bit, and now she's going to connect to Saturn, which is going to be another door opening, another challenge, another delay that you might have to experience. No worries. Mars, at about 1 p.m. today, will oppose Pluto, and the Sun will square Pluto by Saturday or Sunday. So this provides you with a tremendous amount of energy. It can also be an overabundance of energy or anger. So you do have to watch yourself. Dot all your T's, cross all your I's, or cross all your T's and dot all your I's, because the North Node, while the North Node is this inexperience in a new direction in life, it also is materialism and it's also con artists. So it doesn't always have like a great influence. So it's where you can be easily taken advantage of. So we do want to be extra careful, because if you're in a situation where you could be taken advantage of, let's say over the next 3 to 4 days before the new moon, you might be. So you have to go into any situation with all your eyes open and know what your rights are and know what you have to do. So I wouldn't rely on someone who has gained financially to tell you what you have to gain or what you should be doing. So don't be naive. And I think that sort of is the message of the sign of Pisces, is not to be too naive. Don't be too gullible. Don't believe what you hear. Check things out for yourself. And Mars opposing Pluto, the Sun squaring Pluto, can do just that. And you can navigate through these transits, you know, in a very positive and a very successful way. Well, that's all for now. Have a wonderful Wednesday.